Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Can I tell you how nervous the world has made everybody about temperatures and everything? Mm-hmm. Christine had a 100 temperature earlier. And she took it now, and she goes, it's going up. It's 100.2. I'm like, that's not going up.
Yeah.
It's not going up.
I want to go, Dan, I'm supposed to go to Miami this weekend. I really don't want to cancel.
No, I got you. But it hasn't gone up, is my point. That's as much as off as a reading could be.
Yeah. I just saw they canceled Bonnaroo because of the flooding.
Canceled?
Canceled. The whole event's canceled.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn. Yeah. Dude, that's a big event to cancel.
Oh, yeah. Ari's there.
Is he really?
Well, I mean, I should say he's not there. He's, oh, man.
Yeah. Looks fuck, like he's going to hang with Nate.
He's going to hang with Nate for a couple days?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, they're going to go down there. Might as well do something. But that fucking, damn, dude. I was going to tell Ari, tell him to zoom in.
Damn.
I bet he's going to be fucking frustrated. Man, that's a
bummer,
because
of the flooding. What's going on?
Here, I'll pull up the
it's
email.
Probably from that. Is that from that Hurricane Ida?
Yeah, they said the campgrounds are like flooded beyond. They can't drive any vehicles in there.
Damn.
I just got a thing. I was able to get my tickets refunded because they were looking to like clear some area, but then this came through today.
Centaroo is waterlogged.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. It's just. And by the way, that's weird. It's just canceled. And they're just doing it next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of money out.
Well, they should have kept comedy.
Damn.
I think there's probably like act of God clauses in all their contracts. They're probably not paying anybody.
Oh, yeah. They're probably not paying anybody. Yeah. I think that's more than likely true.
That's a nightmare. Having to cancel my festival is a nightmare. And this is, you know, way bigger than that.
I mean, my God, this is... Yeah. That's a lot of people to tell to turn around and go home.
Oh, it's a bunch of hippie. It's mostly a bunch of hippie dips, too.
Well, what do you think if we got in the trees, man? What if we climbed up into the trees and watched? They
do you want me to pray to Ra, the sun god? Make it happen?
This is all happening because your chakras are off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the vibes have been off this whole planning.
I was at the first Bonnaroo, haven't missed one since. Even came last year when COVID knocked it out. Just hung out in the field.
I'd love, if we could go and broadcast from there, that really was one of my favorite festivals I've ever been at. It was such a blast. I was just talking about our funnel cake eating during the Earth, Wind, and Fire. What a fun moment that was.
Yeah. That was fun, Christine. That was back when you were fun, Christine. Remember? Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm so fun. I'm more fun than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you guys going to sneak off and smoke cigarettes and not telling me the truth the entire festival.
Yeah, we had to call Isabella 5 times a day.
Because I busted
drinking,
you guys every
drugging,
time.
Drugging, mushrooming.
I mean, you want me to drink and drug? Shit goes
haywire. No.
Yeah.
I just want to go without you.
That's the only response you can have. It's like, do you want me to come off the chain? You want to get nuts with this? Even when my doctor was like, you got to stop smoking weed, I go, here's the deal. I'm either going to do it a little bit, or I'm going to go back to drinking and smoking cigarettes and not talking to you. So what do you want to do right now?
How do you want to play it? How do you
want to
play it?
How the fuck you want to play this dance, huh? You want me to go full, just tear this thing up?
Damn, dude. I'd
probably take shrooms again.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, that does suck, man. Who was there this year?
Yeah.
I remember it's a lineup that I wasn't like.
Dude, all I know is Tame Impala. And I'm telling you, the fact that people aren't going to get to witness that. No, I don't. Tame Impala is there. I don't know who's there. Dude, Foo Fighters, Tyler, the Creator, Megan Thee Stallion, Lizzo.
I was pretty excited for it.
It's a pretty awesome lineup.
Tyler, the Creator, he's playing the Garden. I think I'm going to take Isabella.
Oh, yeah, the Grand Ole Opry.
Primus, Nelly, Mastodon, all right.
Run the Jewels. My Morning Jacket. My Morning Jacket. Incubus. That's fucking awesome. They weren't even like one of the bigger ones. Keep going down.
Oh, that guy Mark Riblett that you had on SDR.
I know. He's like very popular now.
Yeah.
He's like big, man. He does like huge shows. He tours with like big people and stuff.
Lil Baby was still on it, huh?
Is there no more? No, that's Woody, not that. Not
you're
Da
thinking of
DaBaby.
Oh,
is Brittany Howard, is Alabama Shakes not a band anymore? She's just solo?
No, she just did a solo album.
Yeah, she did a solo album.
It's kind of weak, though, that it's just her doing solo stuff.
You want the whole band?
Well, I'd like to hear Alabama Shakes
songs. That was
another
great moment.
What? Mm-hmm.
Watching Alabama Shakes as the sun
real nice, Christine. Real nice to bring up one of Dan's most awkward bottom room moments. You see him making him awkward. Real nice, Christine.
No, I
remember when his girlfriend wouldn't let him come hang out with us?
She wanted to do what she wanted to do.
Damn, that was brutal.
Remember as a group, we were all like, let's go down
being
to the very front of the stage
between,
now? And Dan was like, hell yeah. And then to go, nah, I mean.
I will tell you right now.
I hate down there.
That wants to know what it's like. Being caught in between Jay and a girlfriend is brutal. It is fucking brutal. It's like how they used to tear people apart with horses. It's like,
we're a couple of days. You stayed back. I didn't push for you there that day.
I paid for it. I certainly paid for it.
Oh, moving forward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's an we're going to Wendy's. And
well, you know what's funny is
I actually said,
I was telling Katie that story recently of like, that was the moment.
That was wild.
This is always such an interesting point. It's always such an interesting point. And when someone's dating someone that they're not right with, there's always this moment where the friends just go like, all right, dude, I got to say something. This is fucking crazy. Like, that's crazy that you're going to let. And that Wendy's moment, the second I shut that van door, both of you, and I remember exactly how Jay started the sentence. He goes, I love you, brother, and I always want you to be happy. But this is crazy. He's like, this is fucking crazy. And I was like, yeah, this is crazy. And he's like, I mean, come on. We just all heard the conversation you had. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get Wendy's. And she's like, you're going to get Wendy's? How crazy is it that they're our sponsor now?
I know.
It was like, oh, major fight alert.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had such a fun. By the way, the three of us, because you were like stoned and having a blast. So like, when you got away for those few minutes, like you were happy. We were a three person talking shit so much that it's like distancing the idea that it was your girlfriend. Yeah. That when we went to the airport the next morning, do you remember I called you?
Hey,
I called you. I was like, dude, I go, we really went to town on your chick last night, but just so you know, like, if you guys stay together and everything's like, we love her if you love her, dude. I remember saying that line. I'm like, if you love her, we love her. I'm like,
that
so
was
it's
the
fine.
Moment. That was the last time I saw her in person, and she knew it was coming because, like, she was getting on a flight to California, and I was getting on a flight to New York. She's like, hey, sorry if I was like difficult at all this weekend. And I was like, that was basically all you were. You ruined it. You ruined the weekend with the greatest lineup of friends and performers.
I know.
Ever came together.
You were still able to have a lot of fun with us in the thing. What you ended up. What's funny though is when you're going through that, it is funny to like to have the. There's nothing worse than when you're having like a rough go that someone's having the exact perfect experience of it. So it's like while you're dealing with like what she wants to do and she doesn't kind of want to do the stuff that all your friends want to do and she's trying but I'm saying when that's all going on in between all that you also have Mark Norman like is like leapfrogging us to go like get his dick sucked again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He goes, I took mushrooms and all they made me was happy and horny.
That's why I say those shows I would go do when I would do those Kevin Hart me and Kev would go do like those ski trip shows, those black ski trip shows, and when it was over, like if I did even like okay, I was still like, might as well just go hang out in my room. Like, I'm not really going to be hanging at these parties. And Kev just become popping back in. He's like, they're sucking dick in room 305. We got to get him. I'm like,
you're like, cool. Well, Alf is on USA right now.
By the way, the frozen picture on your screen right now, you sound fine. But your frozen picture, it looks like, I don't know. First of all, it looks like you have just a mustache. That's gone. You're back.
It just let me know my internet connection.
Ari's trying to. He said if he's back at.
What?
Ari just left the RV place. He said if he's back at the condo in time, he'll call in.
Damn.
That fucking blow. Oh, so he's not getting the RV. He's not getting the RV now.
No.
Okay, yeah, that's. Well, good for him that he didn't get the RV because that's the. You know.
Well, it's actually. Bonner did a pretty cool thing. Like, this is. It's not till next weekend, so like people are still already migrating.
No, it's this weekend.
No, I know. I'm saying it's this weekend coming up, but like, still, it gives them like people probably weren't leaving till tomorrow, but it fucks. That still fucks plans, dude. It's fucked.
Absolutely.
I wonder if people are going to be able to get like hotel reservation. I mean, I guess with COVID, everything is kind of returnable right now, so people might luck out on that.
Maybe.
Jacob, honey.
Jacob, honey.
What are you gonna say, Jacob?
Dan, didn't she make you? Did you? She sit on your shoulders or something like that? I'm trying to remember
that story. Florence, Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
And she's putting her shoulders, and that's
the ultimate,
at
the ultimate sign of feminism. She goes, "Dan, be my human chair."
Yeah, and then I remember I looked at Jay, and I was like, "Fuck, fuck."
I looked over me, and then
God, brutal trip.
I couldn't take Jay's look. I get it, man.
That was a brutal projecting trip.
Myself into that position.
I would just
seeing Jay stare at me right now.
Yeah, I mean, I went back with Ari in 2016 and had. And a phenomenal time.
Yeah.
An absolutely phenomenal. But I was on drugs the whole time. But I I remember
did you do Molly and shrooms for the first time?
I did Molly for the first time and saw LCD Sound System. And drunk Nate was there yelling at me the second the drugs kicked in. It's one of my favorite moments in my life. It was I had heard a couple songs from LCD Sound System, but I wasn't overly familiar with them. And Ari, we took two pills of MDMA, and I wasn't feeling anything, and I was sitting down. Remember where we stood up for Billy Joel to like look over the crowd? It was in front of the soundboard.
That's where
we were. We're in exactly the same spot. And I was sitting down on the thing you stand up to look over because we were just waiting for them to come out, and it was like kind of hot. And they started playing "Us Versus Them," the LCD Sound System song, and Nate. He was drinking white wines. He bought this tower of white wines, and he was like hammered. He ripped through one of them and then bought a second one, and then had one of the wines on the stage and knocked it off. Someone knocked it off, and Nate was like, "Oh great, Soder's over here knocking off my wine." And I stood up and I was like, "Nate, I didn't knock off your wine." And in the center of my head, I just felt like a warm feeling, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And this song here started playing, and I was like, "All right, here we go." And I fucking had the greatest concert going experience of my life. It was
Nate.
He was gone.
Where's your wine?
I'll give you wine. God. And then man, it was awesome.
We're Samantha all just, one in with the wine.
And we just kept getting those waters because we were with the comics, so they were just like bringing us bottles of cold water.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Great. It was great.
It was fucking awesome. And then the next night, I was like, "Let's do it again and add mushrooms," and saw Pearl Jam, and honestly it ruined the show.
You guys want to hear a song? Freezing.
That was me.
Why did it ruin the show? Why would you mix those two things?
Because everyone was like, "Oh," and also Ari. Ari was like, "Let's do MDMA again, and then mushrooms for Pearl Jam."
Wow. It's never good the second night.
I was like, "Okay, cool," and I did it, and yuff, it wasn't bad. It was not bad, but it wasn't great.
Didn't Sam have to like Sherpa you through it?
Sam, there was a moment where, no, Sam was feeding me, she was feeding me bottles of water the first night, being like, "How awesome is this?" I was like, "This is fucking awesome. This is, I love everybody." It was fucking great. But the 2015 trip was so fun because it was like the best lineup of friends. It was us, it was Ari, it was Norman, it was Michelle Wolf. It was like, there was so many people hanging out. Ralphie May. It was like a fun lineup. Bobby, shit, I forgot Bobby was there. And then me just...
Bobby,
you know,
didn't watch any music, though, really.
No.
Who he didn't went really to... Watch music.
When we went... I mean, yeah, I just remember...
Nick Thune and Natasha Leggero were there that year with us.
I just remember going to...
But they kind of hung with these... They kind of hung and did their own thing.
I remember going to see Slayer with you and Ari.
Yeah, Ari
That's
went
the best
pit.
Slayer show ever.
Yeah, that was very
fun. It was so fun. And there's where I fell in love with Mumford & Sons. I didn't know I liked them. And then I went and saw them live, and I was like, "This band fucking rules."
And, well, what sucks about
banjos make Christine mad wet.
Yo, honestly, picking a banjo makes Christine's pussy
mad wet.
Yeah, not for nothing. You put on Mumford & Sons, and Christine gets mad wet. I should have Amir on the show one time.
We got to hear that voice.
Well, I'm obviously overdoing it, but I mean, he still does kind of talk like that. He's like,
yeah. And you do the wank eye when you do it too.
Yeah, not for nothing. Most of this pussy gets mad wet when we go over 100.
By the way, your screen's frozen in your Amir face.
Yeah, honestly.
If you just do the voice, yours. You don't even have to make the voice.
Yeah, oh, not for nothing. Yeah,
there you go. You're back.
Man, well, it sucks that everybody got rained out of Bonnaroo.
That's a fucking real bummer. That's a big one to get knocked out for weather, too. It's like this week, not even COVID shit. It's like weather destroys it.
Fuck, man.
We're being punished. You know why? Because we've accepted gays as equals. No,
Jay,
this is
waiting
it.
To make this point.
This guy, you know what? I've been holding on for this moment, but this was officially. So, they canceled Bonnaroo. The gays are making God angry.
Damn, this is. I know. Oh,
man. Damn, dude. That sucks.
I'm not going to stop rocking out for them.
No, right. Not at all.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Damn, dude. What a bum out.
A lot.
Dude, you got to see this. We got to watch this British fight that was sent to us on Twitter.
DJ Lou, did you try on your Pearl Jam shirts in a mirror and do like a Walking on Sunshine montage?
I have to wash them. They smell like somebody else.
When you put the shirts on, do you do waves to Eddie? Like, do you do how you would act if you casually bumped into him at the concert?
I've had this since 1996.
Hey, Edward. Oh, shit. Do it again. Hey.
Fellow ukulele enthusiast.
Que paso, Eduardo?
Que paso, Eduardo?
What are you going to say, Jacob?
Can I ask DJ Lou how he feels? I think I read it was like the 30th anniversary of the big Pearl Jam album.
10, dude. Song rules.
Luke? They only have one album.
Feelings?
They have 10 albums.
Really? I swear to you, I was going to say with Pearl Jam, you have to look at it this way. They have one album or they have 37 albums.
No, they're not like Fish or anything. Well, maybe not Fish. But yeah.
Well, no, they are like Fish because they've put out like, but also there's 30,000 live tour dates.
Right.
Oh, you're going live
dates. Which you were at none, so you don't know.
No, but worked at a CD store having to fucking catalog them.
Oh, yeah. Like around the year 2000.
It was exactly around the year 2000. They did it first because then they did it. I had to do it like I worked there for a couple months, I guess. So like when at one point when I got there, they're like, you have to stock these. And I go, no problem. You just put them in. And he goes, no, you have to look because each one's a different city. Oh, you got to put the cities with the cities. So then I go, okay. And then another box of those came in and they go, this one now is the entire European tour.
Oh,
so then it's like, and then they did it again with South American. All the cities became their own CD.
I'm holding them in my hand right now. These are them.
Hang on. You're the only person I can't see. Let me see. Where are you at? Yeah. Yes. Oh, those fucking covers. They're like little thin cardboard covers. They all look exactly the same, except one thing is different, the city on it.
Yes.
It wasn't even color-coded or anything. What a nightmare to stock.
That would drive me insane. I would have fucked that up so bad.
That might be why I'm like, fuck Pearl Jam. Every show, you sell the album, you cunts.
Also,
what a money
Jay,
grab.
That's a task that you get angrier while doing, and then it gets more frustrating when it starts adding in different things. So you just start talking to yourself like that, and you're like, so you just go around, you just film every so no show's fucking special. You can't just let it lie. You can't just have a fucking moment.
Well, it was a small CD store. So the thing was, like, when it was, like a 26 cities, you can only stock, like, two of each city. You know what I mean? So you'd, like, sift through them. It was just a nightmare. It was a horrible nightmare of stocking. So weird.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs where you need to smoke cigarettes. You need to take a smoke break to be like,
I didn't smoke cigarettes, but I robbed them. I mean, my guests would be out of business. They're not there anymore. My grandmother's home where she's staying is like you drive past it and it's not there anymore. But like, man, I love music so much. So it was like, to me, it was the job was worth just swiping. And that was also when I was driving back and forth from Philly to New York for comedy.
Yeah.
Still. So it was like just the excitement of like snagging 5 CDs in a day and being like, yo, tonight I'm putting on the best of Kenny Rogers. I would have never thought to buy this, but I'm just snagging
it. That's great.
It was so fun. Dude, I did love that.
Ripping off your job.
How do you decide which live concert to play? Like you said, I'm in a Cincinnati mood tonight. Like, how do you, what triggers?
It's a good question.
That is. You'll remember a moment or a good version of a song, and then you can always go back and look it up and hear that exact time you were there, and you remember who you were with. But now it's all digital or all on YouTube, so I don't...
Do they not have a set list, Lou, like that they run a tour on? Because I know, like, I know from touring with some bands, like, for the most part, they might do a tweak or two on like, a certain night, or if they get bored of something or change something up, but for the most part, a tour has, like, a set they do every night front to back.
No, you see them three nights in a row, you're going to get three different sets with about maybe five songs as staples.
Damn. That's it, really?
Yeah. But they're getting older. They're getting older now, so I don't know. Maybe they'll switch it up. I'm going to go see them in 2 weeks.
Where at?
Asbury Park. And what's that band you like, Lord Heron?
Yeah, Lord Heron rules.
They're going to be there, too.
Damn, that's a good show.
Is it a festival?
Yeah, it's an all-day festival.
It's going to get rained out because you've done gay stuff you don't want to tell anybody.
Wow. Jay's bringing his biblical punishments to anyone.
Just so you guys know, all of your gay behaviors have brought this upon us.
Guys, have you met New Testament Jay?
Please don't bring up a video of me making out with Lewis. That's caused my problems. That's the one that's caused my problems.
So, Marcus.
Gay for Lewis. Hello. Yes. Oh, never mind. Bring that hellfire, God. I'm ready.
I'm going to suck it and fuck it.
I'm ready to party. Who gives a shit? Burn it all down.
Do whatever you can, big man. Kidding, love you. Don't rain on me. Christine, Marcus Silva sent us a fist fight of British people that when they get... And it just made me... I heard one noise that made me think Jay would think it's funny. So, it's a lot of that.
Let's do it.
Dude, I'm pretty sure... Whoever lives above us just drags furniture around all day.
Or bodies.
Dude, let the bodies hit the
floor. I did pull this up, too.
Ah, there it is.
Real nice, Christine. Real nice. No one needs to see that.
I just cut the audio.
That was before I went to conversion therapy.
Cut the audio so I don't have to
hear it. Oh, this is the old me, though. No, now I'm a man. I like pussy. I'm a man who likes pussy.
I don't like men's no more.
I am delivered. Jacob, what's wrong? You can't respect me after this?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
What's up, Jacob?
What's wrong, Black Lou? You can't watch me kiss a man and still think I'm the same guy?
Oh, wow.
What's wrong? Am I less than now because of this? Because Lewis is inside of me right here?
Lewis just wants it.
He wanted
Lewis
it so bad.
Want it.
Man, what a bad week to trim my beard so low.
A moment that'll live forever, and you're like, well, it's like when you get a haircut, and you're like, why did that moment happen right when I got that haircut?
Yeah, on haircut week. Come on.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with the yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Lou and his brother outside fighting about a parking spot.
Yeah. Why can't she spend the night? She's my lady.
Now.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Trudy at Marcus Silva. It's a British fight. Clearly, they're in an alleyway. We'll tweet it out at the Bonfire SXM. My video sucks, but I can hear it perfectly. So I'm going to have to go by sound, which probably won't help this. Sorry. This guy in the red shirt just fucking talking shit. Swinging on him.
Dude, how shoddy does England look? Look at that. Whatever. Why is there just like a concrete shelf?
That's the for a balcony. That's a door under that.
Sure. But I mean, like, I don't know. It just looks like that's dangerous. Why does it have to be like stone?
Because it's British.
Like, it's, you know, classic. You get the same effect with something plastic that if it falls down, it wouldn't just murder the person underneath of it.
Yeah, but I mean, look up, man. I think a lot of that shit's just designed similarly in the United States, but we just put more things around it to make it look different.
God, dude, you're so fucking, dude, you're so into British shit. It makes
whatever,
me sick.
Dude. I'm an Anglophile. Sorry, I'm an Anglophile.
My apologies for being a patriot, dude.
Well, maybe I have a sick, sick fetish for the British.
Are you a patriot? I came back from a long weekend of Antifa striking, Dave's. Dave Smith. Dave got fucking 20 Antifa people outside of his show.
That's hilarious.
Dave Smith.
Really?
It's hilarious because you go inside, he's doing comedy.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting in the sense that it's like, wow, like the attention that people would come out there and protest your shows. Like, it looks so rock and roll, but like that's what he was saying last night on Skanks. He was like, you start laughing because you're like, they're just protesting. Like, what are they doing? Like, they're protesting my comedy show. This man shouldn't do comedy here.
No jokes. This is no joke.
So weird. Good.
Hi.
Yeah. Come on.
Hi.
Yeah. Holy shit on the fucking.
Hi.
On the fucking gate.
They're just talking about a gate.
What? He took a shit outside?
I don't know,
dude. I swear to you, I don't. I know they speak English, but I don't. It's just, not a word. It's why I hate their comedy and I hate their dramas and everything about it.
I stand up for great. I stand up for Great Britain.
Oh don't my let God, Jay, dude!
Don't
what
let
are they jibber jabbering about?
Stop it, Jason!
Stop it. What was he all the thing he did?
Jason, stop it!
Hey, you can't bother the me all the time he do.
Jason, stop it!
Oh, these fucking mutton mouth idiots!
Damn, dude, you're trying to get you're trying to run back that Revolutionary War.
You want to get a run? You want to run it back, dude?
Jay's like, come on, dude.
Hey, run it back is great.
Hey, England, tattoo I Love America on you.
And yeah, then let's run it back. I thought we had more rounds in this.
Come on. I ain't hear no bell.
What? Fuck you, you cunt.
There you go.
I'm going to fuck you up, yeah?
Good. Good.
Go on, go hit me.
Come on, do it.
You pussy, man.
Call the police officer.
You fucking
come on. Come on.
So this guy's just, the guy in the red shirt is just amply being like, let's fight.
No, but he's saying I'm going to fuck you up, and he's in his face, but he's feeling this guy. On the left, he's being less aggressive, so he knows he's backing down. He's not. He would have just hit him if he's this angry at him. You know what I mean? He wants to jaw until this guy leaves.
Well, good news is that they do hit each other.
Thank God. Let's get to it already.
Call the fucking police.
Call the fucking police.
You're
Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fucking pussy, right? You fucking my family again. You're fucking dead. You understand? Yeah? Not me, mate.
Fuck
with
my family again? Is there a backstory at all?
You're doing this shit again, yeah?
I don't know.
You're fucked.
There's got to be a backstory to this.
I don't know. He said something about the gays. Yeah. I mean, they're neighbors.
You're fucked. What are you going to do? You're fucked.
What are you going to do? What are you
going to do? I've already put
the guy's had enough.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Slap.
It's a slap.
It's a slap. Which is weird. But then watch, because I think he's like trying to not fuck him up with the guy in the red.
All right, neither of these guys actually can fight, so that's really funny.
Yeah. They're like, what?
I mean, the one guy's fists are down by his dick, and the other guy's got open hands like he's going to do.
Yeah.
Slap box. Karate school karate.
Just wait, though.
Okay.
One of these guys takes an ass whooping.
Great. Well, yeah, I mean, one of them, someone's got to win.
Who are you gonna,
they're both hammered.
Guess?
Who takes the whooping? I'll tell you. That slap, weirdly, rocked that dude.
Yeah, yeah. He got on it. He got a full.
And yeah, he rocked him with that slap. And he keeps going open hand. I'm going to make a real story here that may be off or completely true. I think he might know that he's good at this. He's got some stone hands, so he might be going open hands. Like, I can't hurt a person again and put him in the hospital. I can't afford another fucking lawsuit. I can't take another lawsuit from some jerk off trying to fight me again. And the open hand guy, who is currently, as I'm saying this, still open handed.
Yeah.
The other guy is all mouth, but his hands are down by his fucking, his wanker. I'll speak their language.
Yeah.
It's down by his wanker. And I'm telling you, he's leaving his face wide open for something.
Yeah. What were you saying, Jacob?
Just the thought that I can't hit this guy too hard because I'm such a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
How awesome would that feel?
He doesn't look like a lethal weapon. He looks like a man baby.
Yeah. He's got a weird balding pattern that I've never seen before.
Yeah, he's got a boss baby hair.
Yeah. Would someone say boss baby? Looks like I'm going to have to beat up this drunk guy in an alley.
Fuck right. You, boss baby.
Oh, I don't
fuck
even.
You, boss baby.
How is it even possible for a baby to be a boss? You can't work long enough to work up the ranks.
It's bullshit, and I'm going to hit you. Right,
the only way a boss baby happens is nepotism. I've seen it with The Crown, and I've seen it with you. You haven't earned your place, boss baby.
I'm gonna fuck you up, boss baby.
I'm gonna beat the britches off you. You better hope you don't have reptile DNA in you. I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna harpoon you.
Bet me right now. I beat your ass. You resign as boss baby.
You step down.
Oh, that slap was wild and fucking outside. And now I think the red shirt guy is gonna uncork an ass beating of the lifetime.
All right, well, let's
dude.
Go. Let's go.
Because that slap went haywire, bad.
Stop it. I'm going to call the fight like this. Stop it.
Yeah, it was tight, though. Six. Six. Boom. Six. Boom.
Six. Yeah.
My first guess camera. Seems like it was right.
Six. Yep. Right here. Donk, 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 donk. Knee to the head is big.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The headbutt is underrated.
I love it. It's because it's a couple.
It is
couple
funny. That, wow, that guy said he was gonna fuck him up. So
yeah,
these are meaty
boom.
Shots.
Dude, watch where it goes because he knocks him out. Bam.
She's saying, is she calling him Jacob? By the way,
no. Wait, rewind.
I think she might
Jacob.
Right there. Hope so. Oh my God, that'll be the greatest. Out. Wait. I think she says Jacob.
I think so too.
Jacob.
Damn, dude. He's
losing so bad.
He's losing so bad that he.
By the way, he got punched a couple times. He got rocked. His face is bleeding.
He's taking a nap. That's nap position.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. That's definitely. That's when you're trying to get your leg out from the blanket to get your yeah. foot cold.
Yeah, and the other guy looks up at her like, "Hey, sorry about all that." You know,
the guy was talking all the shit. Got knocked out.
Well, just wait. It's not over, guys.
Oh, really? He has
no zombies.
Comeback of the year?
What? Mamba, Anthony, come there, fighting.
God, that girl's voice is so annoying.
It's so annoying.
Hi, there. I can't believe that's a real voice.
You know what she sounds like?
No.
Who is the motorcycle? Is this? Who's
motorcycle? There's no way he's going to hit him again. Now you're hitting a guy who's completely defenseless.
I want blueberry pancakes. I don't have it.
That's exactly who it is.
Whose chopper is this?
We don't need no education.
Oh, wait for it.
Yeah,
here it comes, dude. Here's some real education. He stands back up. He's like, hey, you're still here? I was just taking a nap. I thought this was a crazy dream.
Yeah, what did he say? With the line, he goes, if I wanted a kiss, I would have called your mother.
That's pretty cool. You got to go to another softball game, you weak bitch.
Yeah. He goes, was that all of your punches? Because, wah.
Oh, sorry.
Punched like a baby.
I thought we were having a pillow fight, so I laid down.
He goes, oh, I thought those were lullabies you were singing me, boss baby.
Oh, boss baby. Oh, so how I know you're not a boss, you didn't finish your fight. So you clearly...
Do you want more?
Dude, he wants more.
Man, he's still trying to fight.
Yep.
Hard,
and
man.
And here it comes.
Dude, this guy, by the way, Boss Baby at this point is just here for the fun of the fight now.
Yeah, now he's
like he's going to be like, maybe I'll do it this time with an uppercut. Like,
that's what I mean. He's going to do spinning back fists and fucking like jump kicks.
Yeah, I would try a bicycle kick, get both feet elevated.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I would also
maybe
do
a running drop kick. Dude, a running drop kick in a fight is so funny. I've seen that in street fights before. It looks stupid as fuck. Just selling your whole body out to maybe make a little contact with your feet.
But, Jay, this is absolutely one of those situations where you know you're up enough in the cards and he's wonky enough that you can do the kung fu come and get some movement.
Absolutely.
You can go,
absolutely.
Come on. Come on. Come get some. And he's like, oh, I'm going to beat the brakes off you.
Hey, can I say to anybody who's reached out? I've been reached out today by 100 people. Tell me, I know, Ben Simmons says he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia anymore. Well, suck our dicks. We don't want you to play there anymore anyway, you non-shooting shithead.
There you
get
go.
Get out of town. Get out of town. You stink.
Da-na-na. And that's the Philly update.
He's public today.
Really? Really?
Public today saying, yeah, apparently.
What? That sucks. We went through that with Melo, where Melo said he wanted to, when he demanded the trade, and then it goes public, and you're like, fuck, man, that hurts.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not that angry about it, but he doesn't have the sack for the city.
Damn.
He doesn't have
this guy in the red shirt sack, that's for sure. This guy keeps getting back up.
Yeah,
more.
I
want to
see. So where is it? So now he's
dude, this, he's on round forward. Two. He's round two. Well, again, we're going to tweet this out at the Bonfire SXM.
They are fighting over blueberry pancakes.
Oh,
Oh, the ropes are holding them up. It's like Tommy Morris and Ray Mercer.
Yeah, and this dude, his next falling position is my favorite.
This is more the fight.
Yeah, there's a second video that's another 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, this guy took a glorious ass whooping.
He's back up after that knockdown. Yeah, his leg bent the wrong way.
No, this is back to right before the
okay, thing. Okay.
Let's... Weetabix, yeah? And Zuba are not both of
them. I bet he would do this to us.
A neighbor just came in and attacked my husband. Now they're fighting. They're fighting.
Which one's the husband?
The one in the red shirt.
Oh, so someone is watching their husband or dad get beat to shit?
I mean, yeah, boop, up, boop.
Oh, that's boop. He's making those noises?
Yep. And then watch, this guy, fucking boss baby, goes to walk away, comes back.
Fucking rides a bicycle over him.
Yeah. Goes to the top of the concrete slab, drops an elbow. The dog's like, oh, man, you all right, dude? Dude, the dog looking over him is so funny.
Dude, this guy, now it's a nightmare. This guy keeps coming back for him. He's, okay, you are better than me.
No.
He felt bad?
Yeah, so he comes and picks him up. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what? I was a dick back there.
Hey, sorry. Thanks for letting me fulfill my fantasies of feeling like an absolute badass. Anyways, can you stand? Oop.
Dude, his legs. He has no control over his legs.
This is why everyone in 2021 has to learn how to fight, because you can't lose anymore in public. It's always on video.
Yeah. Don't fight anyone.
20 years ago,
don't
you could
anybody.
Lose
don't
this
fight anybody,
hard
really.
And nobody's going to
look at
know
this.
About it.
This guy's got to baby you back after he just beat your brain.
It's hilarious. Oh, wait. But wait. Back it up. I think he's the husband.
Yeah.
Wait. No.
But let's turn that up. What
no,
she
just
saying.
Said my husband just lost.
He was out of his mind. My husband came down to see what was going on, and he started to shout and attack. And my husband just knocked him down.
Oh.
No, yeah. That's the husband.
That is the husband.
He sent him back into
his
house.
He could have just not called the police, and this is over.
Well, she's calling the police on the guy who...
Wait, so Boss Baby was her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So that dog's proud of him? That's awesome. The dog respects him more.
Damn, that was sexy.
Damn, that dog is his...
Wait. I want to hear what she's saying. Hang on.
Because I know. They all had COVID 2 weeks ago. And he was still going to work. He was still out. My husband just told him...
Dude, that's crazy.
Anyways, they're like pretty noisy, and so my husband, who's like, you know, just the biggest badass.
That guy just beat the shit out of his crazy neighbor.
Damn, that sounded so awesome to be a part of that. Damn, that was great.
Just to fucking tune that. Well, thanks to Marcus Silva for sending that in.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.